The Senate will now be in session. Senator from the 23rd St. Charles District.
Mr. President, first I would like to announce that a photographer from ABC 17 has been given permission to take flash pictures and video and take video in the Senate chamber and gallery.
It will be so noted.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business of first reading of pre-filed bills.
Business of first reading of pre-filed bills. Secretary, please read the bills.
Senate Bill 1, introduced by Senator Ridgway, an act relating to labor organizations. Senate Bill 2, introduced by Senator Ridgway, an act relating to the offering of high deductible health plans in the Missouri Consolidated Health Care Plan. Senate Bill 3, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to voter photo identification. Senate Bill 4, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to dog breeders. Senate Bill 5, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to illegal drug use of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy family benefits. Senate Bill 6, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to faith-based community health centers. Senate Bill 7, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to illegal drug use of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy family benefits. Senate Bill 8, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to workers' compensation. Senate Bill 9, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to telephone calls. Senate Bill 10, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the denial of unemployment benefits. Senate Bill 11, introduced by Senator McKenna, an act relating to the banning of text messaging while operating a motor vehicle. Senate Bill 12, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to state funding for elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill 13, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to a task force to study teacher compensation. Senate Bill 14, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to student transfers. Senate Bill 15, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to state income tax deductions for federal tax income taxes. Senate Bill 16, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to the use of automated photo red light enforcement systems by local governments. Senate Bill 17, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to cord blood banking. Senate Bill 18, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to the corporate franchise tax. Senate Bill 19, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to the phase out of corporate franchise tax. Senate Bill 20, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to school attendance age. Senate Bill 21, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to kindergarten attendance. Senate Bill 22, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to environmentally sustainable construction for state-funded buildings. Senate Bill 23, introduced by Senator Keveney, an act relating to the St. Louis Police Force. Senate Bill 24, introduced by Senator Keveney, an act relating to seat belts. Senate Bill 25, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to abatement of nuisances. Senate Bill 26, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to a special license plate for the NXA Education Foundation. Senate Bill 27, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to unemployment benefits. Senate Bill 28, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to protective headgear for operation of motorcycles or motor tricycles. Senate Bill 29, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to veterinarian legend drugs. Senate Bill 30, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to harassment. Senate Bill 31, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the sale of beer. Senate Bill 32, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to workforce development. Senate Bill 33, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to the abolishment of mandatory arbitration and negligence acts where the Department of Transportation is a defendant. Senate Bill 34, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to unemployment benefits for members of the armed forces. Senate Bill 35, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to child support. Senate Bill 36, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to leave for members of the Civil Air Patrol. Senate Bill 37, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to interscholastic athletics. Senate Bill 38, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to prostate cancer pilot program. Senate Bill 39, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to hospital patient safety. Senate Bill 40, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to state legal expense fund coverage for certain medical consultants. Senate Bill 41, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the Women, Infants, and Children Special Supplement Food Program. Senate Bill 42, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to eligibility for medical assistance. Senate Bill 43, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to long-term care facilities. Senate Bill 44, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the promotion of the efficient use of health care revenues by requiring health carriers to expend a certain percentage of their total annual revenues on health services. Senate Bill 45, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to motor vehicle inspections. Senate Bill 46, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to jury duty. Senate Bill 47, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to state contracts. Senate Bill 48, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to deposits required by public utilities. Senate Bill 49, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to transportation development districts. Senate Bill 50, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to site development for energy generation facilities. Senate Bill 51, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to public libraries. Senate Bill 52, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to assessment of real property for tax purposes. Senate Bill 53, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to automated telephone calls. Senate Bill 54, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to protecting children from sexual offenders. Senate Bill 55, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to classification of certain real property. Senate Bill 56, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to developmental disabilities facilities. Senate Bill 57, introduced by Senator Callahan, an act relating to public administrators. Senate Bill 58, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to motor carrier transportation regulated by the State Highways and Transportation Commission. Senate Bill 59, introduced by Senator Keveney, an act relating to fiduciaries. Senate Bill 60, introduced by Senator Keveney, an act relating to fiduciaries. Senate Bill 61, introduced by Senator Keveney, an act relating to condemnation commissioners. Senate Bill 62, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to medical records. Senate Bill 63, introduced by Senator Mayer, an act relating to major water users. Senate Bill 64, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to the relationship between manufacturers of beer and wholesalers. Senate Bill 65, introduced by Senator Mayer, an act relating to abortion. Senate Bill 66, introduced by Senator Stouffer, was withdrawn. Senate Bill 67, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to school district participation in statewide activities associations. Senate Bill 68, introduced by Senator Mayer, an act relating to subpoenas issued by the General Assembly. Senate Bill 69, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to pornography. Senate Bill 70, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the Missouri Family Trust. Senate Bill 71, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to certain notices required by the Missouri Appraisal Management Company Registration and Regulation Act. Senate Bill 72, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to federal enforcement of immigration laws. Senate Bill 73, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to automated traffic enforcement systems. Senate Bill 74, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to illegal drug use of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy family benefits. Senate Bill 75, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to ethics. Senate Joint Resolution 1, introduced by Senator Ridgway, a joint resolution relating to the revenue-neutral replacement of all taxes on income with an amended sales and use tax. Senate Joint Resolution 2, introduced by Senator Stouffer, a joint resolution relating to voter photo identification. Senate Joint Resolution 3, introduced by Senator Goodman, a joint resolution relating to state sovereignty. Senate Joint Resolution 4, introduced by Senator Lemke, was withdrawn. Senate Joint Resolution 5, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, a joint resolution relating to the Department of Transportation. Senate Joint Resolution 6, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, a joint resolution relating to the Board of Freeholders. Senate Joint Resolution 7, introduced by Senator Lemke, a joint resolution relating to a constitution, which proposes a constitutional amendment to create term limits for all statewide elected officials. Senate Joint Resolution 8, introduced by Senator Krause, a joint resolution relating to a limitation upon state revenue growth.
Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business of introduction of bills.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Buchanan, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, I have a bill to introduce.
Please send it forward. Madam Secretary, when the bill arrives, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 76, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act to amend Chapter 376 relating to diagnostic imaging services.
Senator, do you care to explain the bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill is extremely important to all Missourians because it allows specialty physicians who do procedures in their offices to be paid for doing those procedures without having to have special radiology training that they don't need, and it would help everybody in the state to get those medical services that they need. Thank you, Mr. President.
We're on the order of business of introduction of bills. The senator from Saline has a bill at the dais. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 77, introduced by Senator Stofer, an act relating to directional signs.
The senator from Phelps has a bill at the dais. Secretary, would you please read that bill?
Senate Bill 78, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to the Missouri Military Family Relief Fund.
We are on the order of business of introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd.
President. Without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business of concurrent resolutions.
Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 17th, for what reason do you seek recognition?
I have a concurrent resolution.
Would you please send that resolution forward? Do you care to explain your resolution?
Mr. President, this is just the resolution that will give effect to the ruling of the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules concerning a Public Service Commission rule that has been disapproved by the committee.
Okay. It shall be printed and placed in the journal.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Buchanan.
Mr. President, I have a concurrent resolution.
Would you please send that resolution forward? Would you care to explain your resolution, Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, when you go out at night and you're in the city, you can't see the stars. And there are places in Missouri where if you go out at night, you can see the stars. And the reason that you can't in big cities is light pollution. And this very important concurrent resolution would simply ask our state facilities to be mindful of techniques to limit light pollution. Thank you, Mr. President.
Certainly. The resolution shall be printed in the journal. Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of businesses of messages from the governor. I believe the messages are all appointment letters and would ask that the reading be waived and the messages be printed in the journal.
Seeing no objection, messages shall be printed in the journal. Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business of messages from the House.
Messages from the House. Do we have a message from the House? We do. Would you please read that message, Madam Secretary?
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 3, House Resolution 3, be it resolved that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives of the 96th General Assembly, first regular session, inform the Senate that the House is duly convened and is now in session, ready for consideration of business. Be it further resolved that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives of the 96th General Assembly is hereby instructed to inform the Senate that the House of Representatives is now duly organized with the following officers, to wit, Speaker Stephen Tilley, Speaker Pro Tem Shane Scheller, Chief Clerk D. Adam Crumless, Doorkeeper Don Nolmeyer, Sergeant-at-Arms Ralph Robinette, Chaplain Reverend Monsignor Robert Krawicki. Also, Mr. President, the House of Representatives requested inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 4. House Resolution 4, be it resolved that a message be sent to the Governor of the State of Missouri to inform His Excellency that the House of Representatives and the Senate of the 96th General Assembly, regular session of the State of Missouri, are now regularly organized and ready for business, and to receive any message or communication that His Excellency may desire to submit, and that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives be directed to inform the Senate of the adoption of this resolution. Also, Mr. President, the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 1. House Concurrent Resolution 1, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 96th General Assembly, first regular session of the State of Missouri, the Senate concurring therein, that the House of Representatives and the Senate convene in joint session in the Hall of the House of Representatives at 7 p.m. Wednesday, January 19th, 2011, to receive a message from His Excellency, the Honorable Jeremiah W. J. Nixon, Governor of the State of Missouri, and be it further resolved that a committee of 10 from the House be appointed by the Speaker to act with a committee of 10 from the Senate appointed by the President Pro Tem to wait upon the Governor of the State of Missouri and inform His Excellency that the House of Representatives and Senate of the 96th General Assembly, first regular session, are now organized and ready for business, and to receive any message or communication that His Excellency may desire to submit, and that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives be directed to inform the Senate of the adoption of this resolution. Also, the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 2. House Concurrent Resolution 2, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 96th General Assembly, first regular session of the State of Missouri, the Senate concurring therein, that the House of Representatives and the Senate convene in joint session in the Hall of the House of Representatives at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, February 2, 2011, to receive a message from the Honorable William Ray Price, Jr., Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of Missouri, and be it further resolved that a committee of 10 from the House be appointed by the Speaker to act with a committee of 10 from the Senate, appointed by the President Pro Tem, to wait upon the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of Missouri and inform His Honor that the House of Representatives and the Senate of the 96th General Assembly, first regular session, are now organized and ready for business, and to receive any message or communication that His Honor may desire to submit, and that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives be directed to inform the Senate of the adoption of this resolution. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The Senator from the 23rd.
Ask you to recognize the Senator from the 25th.
Okay, the order of business would be for further resolution.
For resolutions, excuse me. Next order of business without objection will be resolutions.
Right. Seeing no objection, the Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, I have a resolution.
The order of business is resolution. Please send that resolution forward. Senator, would you care to explain your resolution?
Certainly, Mr. President. This resolution simply outlines all the standing committees of the Missouri Senate for the upcoming 2011 session, and also the number of members, both Democrat and Republican. And I'd just like to say that we will still have the same number of committees. However, there has been a couple of changes. Number one, we have split off government accountability from fiscal oversight, and so that will be a standing committee, government accountability. will exist as its own committee, and fiscal oversight will take on the responsibilities slash title of the Ways and Means Committee. And so those are the two major changes. And then we've also added to the Pensions Committee, Emerging Issues will be added to the title of that committee to broaden its scope and mission and responsibility. And, Mr. President, I would ask that this resolution be printed and distributed and ready for debate tomorrow here in the Senate.
Thank you, Senator. Seeing no objection, that will be printed in the journal. Other business? Okay, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned under the rules.